Tom Ackerman with you on this Sunday, and we are here at Catch 22 Miracle Field in Chesterfield Valley with the man who put this field together. He is former Cardinals catcher and now former Cardinals manager, Mike Matheny, and as we sit and talk together in this peaceful afternoon here on Sunday, miles from here, the Cardinals are playing a ball game against the Cincinnati Reds, and for the first time since 2011, you are not their manager. Just what is going through your mind as we sit here today?
A lot. I say that last night was the worst night's sleep I've had in 6.5 years, and just trying to get my head around that it's a radical change. So very broad question that I don't have a great answer to, because it just seems like it's swarming. But Tom, I'll start this the way it needs to be started, and the majority of what's going around in my head is gratitude. And you know, I look at the fact that two times this organization stepped in and radically changed the course of my life when my career was almost over. You know, Tony La Russa, Dave Duncan, and Walt Jocketty saw something to give me a chance to play, and next thing I know, I made a team that I didn't even think I deserved to make, and turn around and we're going to the postseason, and they give me a gold glove after, and a new career was started. And then for Bill DeWitt and Mo and Gersh to stick their neck out like they did to give the most unlikely candidate an opportunity to come in here and then do a job that, to be honest with you, never realized I could love something more than playing the game, but to do something that I enjoy so much, and to have these 6.5 seasons to be back in uniform, to be a part of this organization in a different role. I can't get caught very long in anything negative at all, because it just comes back to being grateful for those opportunities and for people believing in me and giving me a chance.
Last night, when did you find out? Was it after the game, after your news conference?
So, it came in after the news conference. Obviously, somber mood every time we lose, but seemed to have an extra bit to it last night. And I could tell we had some people walking around the clubhouse that aren't normally there. It wasn't long after that I was invited into a conversation with Bill and Mo and Gersh, and I had a pretty good idea where it was going at that point.
Have you been able to be in touch with any of your players?
The last count I had was over 200 texts I've had, which, as I told you about the gratitude before, just realizing how fortunate we are in this industry to be able to meet and get to know so many people from all across all walks of life. But a number of those texts were from former and current players, and I haven't heard some of the words that you get to hear from people than you do some at times like these. Guys, you know, going and telling you how much of an impact you had, not on just their career but on their life. And to me, you know, that was a big part of the personal goal I had of coming into this job, is I want to make an impact. I believe that if you can help people and truly do with the pure motive of helping them to get better and for them to shine, then the natural byproduct is they'll do what they've been gifted to do and help them in that regard as well. But to hear some of the responses these guys have sent, truly some of the coolest words ever spoken via text, but things I'll never forget.
Mike Matheny is with us. I could ask you the broad question of why do you think you were dismissed, but I want to sort of break it into segments, if that's okay, different areas. One would be, and as John Mozeliak said today, on-field performance was the number one reason for dismissal. How would you evaluate your success and failures in terms of on-field performance over the last 6.5 years?
I mean, there's a bottom line. That's when I talk about personal goals, there's also objectives that come with the job description, and those are to win, and how whatever we have to do to make that happen. And when that doesn't happen, manager is certainly part of that equation. And so, you know, I look at what we have this year, and we have talent. And when we can't put talent together to the point where people are excelling and things are resulting how we want them to result, then that's not doing the job that I signed up to do. So I get it.
In terms of clubhouse relations, and a manager is in charge of not only that clubhouse but communicating with the players, do you have any regrets there?
Oh, sure. I mean, the relationships, there's so 25 at any particular time, and you're trying to constantly manage them and trying to keep those relationships going well. But the idea of keeping a clubhouse or losing a clubhouse, I mean, you're always on a tightrope with that, because you have 25 guys and 8 position players and only so many innings for the guys and on the pitching staff. And so it's trying to keep that group still moving in a positive direction and understanding those roles. And those are, it's usually cyclical. So when it's not going well, which have been multiple times over these last several years, you keep working, you keep trying to help people, you keep trying to give them the opportunities to where they can excel, and then usually those individual relationships come back around. Team starts playing, all of a sudden there's a lot of relationships that seem to come back around. But it's something that's always evolving. I don't think you ever just, hey, I've got the clubhouse and we go. And it's just, there's relationships, just like any other relationship you have, and it takes work, and that's something we take a lot of pride in. So whatever ones are on the on the edge today, those are the ones you take very much conscious effort of going to try to improve. And I mean, that's just part of the job. So and realize that those over time will be fixed, and then it's going to be a new set of problems with another person that you're going to have to continue to fix. But that's truly one of the things that I enjoy doing the most, is trying to get everybody into a positive place. But coming back to making sure that we're doing the right things for the right reasons, and when you do that, there are going to be people that are unhappy at times, and you just got to try and work through it.
But the one thing that stayed constant with you, with your players, is it appeared, at least to us, that you protected them. And when you spoke to the media, that also made you come off as quite guarded. Were you guarded with the media, and would you have done it any differently?
Every second, and I am right now too, Tom. I've tried to tell this to people. It's funny, because in the off season, I get to have normal conversation where I'm not watching everything I say, and people say, "Hey, you got a great personality," or "Actually, you're actually funny," or "You seem happy." And my fear has always been doing or saying something that's going to hurt one of our guys, and we watched it just happen here the last week with Bud and with Jordan. And it's just, things can happen so fast. And I know that I'm not good enough to go and try and be charming and try and be humorous and somehow still have the right message come through that's not going to hurt somebody. And so what you sacrifice is how the public perceives it. And I decided a long time ago that was probably something I wasn't going to be good at, because I just don't know how you can gain public approval and still, one, stay true to yourself, and two, guard the back of your guys and make sure that your intentions are the best for them, instead of it being the best for yourself, and to try and build yourself up. So I understand conversations are very bland and monotone, and my reactions on the bench are very stoic. But most of those were by design, out of trying to keep our guys in the best spot possible for us to go out and be as good as we could be.
We all know that you have a burning passion, competitive desire, and that you love the game of baseball. Baseball has changed over the years with the introduction of analytics and the intensity of it. How much did you embrace it? Do people make too much of it, that you tended to be more towards the old school thinking, the way you were brought up in baseball, to the new school with computers and analytics and statistics?
No, I we embrace the analytics. I mean, it's a edge for us, and constantly asking for what's new, what's out there, what's cutting edge, what are we missing? Give us some data. Here's what we're thinking. I've been very proud of how we've been able to work together with the analytics department, and we have some brilliant people upstairs, and to be able to take what they have to say and implement it, and then also for them to have some respect for the fact that we see some things that are going on personally with some of the players, to have that balance and that conversation to go back and forth with, I think it's something that that has definitely helped a number of our players and has given us the best chance. If you're in this game right now and you're not taking advantage of those of the data that's out there, you're flying in the wrong direction, and you're gonna hurt your club out of just sheer stubbornness, because there's a lot of information that can help us, and you know, grateful that our players bought in. It took a while, some of the information for them to see actually how it's applicable on the field. But they made a great transition, I believe. And then there's always steps forward to go, and I know that the game's going to keep evolving that way.
Do you want to jump back into managing?
I'd love to. Yeah, I mean, jump, I don't know how soon that means. But, yeah, I truly enjoy it. But, Tom, you know me well enough to know that I'm led, and I feel like it was a gift the day that I got this job, and I don't deny divine intervention on that, because it just doesn't make sense otherwise, and so I'm gonna go where I'm led, and I'm excited, but not trying to get too excited, because you know this thing just all happened very fast, and I didn't make any kind of plans of what it would look like to not be in uniform right now. So we'll take our time. I'm going to invest into my family, and I'm going to go actually watch some kids play, which I haven't had a chance to. I think I'll even be able to watch one graduate next year. I'll be the first one of the five. But in between, you know, be there for my wife and kids, and now our new grandson. And, you know, I've already had a number of conversations with people within the game, other managers and coaches and front office personnel, and some really kind things said. And so there may be that opportunity. If so, I think it'll be very obvious.
In terms of the Cardinals and looking back, you're going to go through some emotions, I would imagine, here in the next few days. Because like you said, I mean, we're talking, it's 12 hours ago that the dismissal became public. So, looking back, will you allow yourself to appreciate everything that you did do, making the playoffs 4 years in a row, going to the World Series? You did not come away with a World Series ring as manager, but can you also appreciate the positives?
You know, my positives are probably going to be more wrapped around some of these things I'm hearing from these guys. You know, to me, the kind of teams I've been given, we should win. And I'm never going to completely deny the impact that a manager has and ability to help things go in a good direction. And I realize that we all work together, but we've had some talented players, and you know, been able to watch some guys do some really special things that have allowed us to win. And you know, I reminisce enough and in real time and to appreciate moments, and there's some special ones that we've been able to have over the years, and most of those include getting through a number of times where people have thought we lost the clubhouse. Next thing you know, we're popping champagne, or people don't like how we're going about it, and they don't think that we have any chance. And next thing you know, we're popping champagne. Those are the things that people always want to ask. You know, how do you stay so blindly optimistic? It's because we've been through this before. Just like this team right now, I would continue to tell them, we have been here before, where everybody has written us off. And those are the exact same teams that when it comes around, it makes it that much sweeter. That was some of the enjoyment I had. Not that whatever my role was in that, just to be a part of it was rare, unique, and something that I'll never forget. But I don't pound my chest that was so much of a manager as much as it was having some very highly motivated, very highly talented players and staff. Incredible staff we've been surrounded by who've helped me along from day one all the way up until the last day. And grouped together like that, you can't help but have a lot of positive memories.
In fact, it was the last thing you said last night before you walked off the podium about how this team was talented and that you believed that at some point they would turn. Until you talked to us today, that was the last thing that you said last night.
Yeah, still believe it. And I'd tell them that now, but that's not my job anymore. But, I watch a group of guys come together and as you face adversity and you get through some of those times and all the stuff that comes from the outside that can become distractions and can tear you down, you can't help but draw closer to those guys. And I think that's why, as I hear from some of these former players and some of the current guys, I mean, that's just, it's so rewarding. And not most of those texts had very little to say about baseball except the opportunities and some of the things we were able to do, and more about them as people, which, you know, that's what I hoped to do when I started, and hope to be able to go and make an impact for people in a positive way and help some of these guys not yet develop as players and try to give them all the tools to do that, but more importantly, put them in a place to where they grow into the kind of man that they want to be. And I'm watching many of them be the husband and the father and the member of community that they were hoping that they would be. And if there's something that they got from me that helped them in that regard, that's far and away more important to me than the things that they were able to achieve on the field.
Well, best to you and your family and your extended baseball family, and certainly all of us at KMOX appreciate the many hours that you spent with us talking, whether it was pregame, postgame, your show on Sunday morning. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. Man, the support that I've been given over these years by our fan base is just, it amazes me everywhere we go. This is my home, and so there's no off season away from Cardinal fans and the kind things people say, and yeah, there are people on the other side for sure, but they are drastically outnumbered by the Cardinal, just loyal, faithful fans that appreciate how we all go about our business and know how much we care about what this organization stands for. And to them, I'll be forever grateful and forever tied to also. And I'm honored and proud to have been a part of Cardinal Nation.
Appreciate the time very much. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Tom.